time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone like we like to do with a little bit of live music. This is Because He Lives. This is by Arlington Jones. This is off of Arlington's Groove CD. Sit back and enjoy. Welcome back, everyone. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I hope you enjoyed Because He Lives. That is one of my favorites of Arlington Jones. Our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are wrapping up the summer right now for Love Ministries and getting back into the swing of back to school. And so we have a lot of things coming up on our schedule. So make sure you go to loveministriesbuilds.org. You can keep up with all of the latest information about Love Ministries, how you can get involved, and if you have children in your home that you would like for them to be a part of our programming, that's where you get all of the information about how to get plugged in. Well, I am very excited about our interview for today. We are welcoming back Arlington Jones. Hey, Arlington.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great.
Good. Well, you all, so Arlington was just here maybe about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were talking about his life and music and everything. But let me give you the background. So Arlington Jones is a jazz artist. He is my big brother as well. So I won't keep that a secret. He's my big brother as well. He's looking at me like, why would you keep that a secret? I don't know why I said that.
No, I didn't think that.
It's not a secret. But he's my big brother as well. But he's a jazz artist, and he's an independent artist. And he's got so much going on this summer. And at Every Heart, Every Woman Radio, we like for people to know about the things that are going on that are inspirational, really inspirational and entertaining, things that you can go to for your family. And so Arlington has a lot of things coming up, and I really wanted him to come back and talk to us more about his life and his music. And I think because he lives, the song that we just did from his CD, The Groove, that's a great segue into what we want to talk about today. Because he lives, of course, and everybody who knows me knows that, well, both of us, we were both raised in church. I love hymns. Love hymns. That's where my heart lies. And so Because He Lives really is your spin on the Gaither hymn, Because He Lives, right?
Yeah. You know, I love hymns as well. And I would, I tease that, I guess I've shared sometimes at my concerts that, like, in church I had to kind of show a lot of restraint and not...
Right.
I had to play them, the hymns, in a way that people could sing along.
Right.
And sometimes when I was younger, that was kind of hard for me to do because I had all this jazz harmony, different things I wanted to do with them. So, yeah, it's a natural thing. I guess I haven't recorded a whole lot of hymns on my albums, but that's one of my favorites as well. And, yeah, so it definitely is, I guess, kind of the way I hear it.
Yes.
And being able to be free and just play it, the way that I hear it. So we really enjoyed recording that.
Right. So, and really the way I hear it, and that's a whole, you kind of use that a lot in your business and in your concerts, because when people come to your concert, you, even your own songs can be completely different. They can go any way in just within the moment. So you always say the way I hear it. Like right now, this is going to be the way I hear it.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the jazz and the influence of jazz. But yes, because of the improvisation and the idea of that it's not always the same every time. And so you're kind of free to be creative in the moment in the structure of the song. So it's not haphazard and you just, don't do anything without any structure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that was, I think, one of the many things that drew me to being able to kind of fall in the jazz genre. And the way I hear it really, I think, started with, because I used to also, I started out playing classical music.
Right.
But I was rearranging all of the classical pieces that I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that wasn't taken as well because people like Beethoven and Mozart, it's perfect.
Keep
There's
it
nothing
like
wrong
that.
With it. And so it was more of, I also think it's perfect and amazing too.
Mm-hmm, right.
But it was also, I use it as inspiration. Like it just, spawned more creativity in me. And I felt like me I was honoring it by, you know, coming up with different jazz arrangements. So I had arranged some time back a Chopin E minor prelude,
mm-hmm.
And I called it The Way I Hear It. So
right.
It's the original melody, but then, and I've even played on concerts where I played the original and then played the jazz arrangement of
right,
it. And so
right.
then out of that, my jazz technique book is called The Way I Hear It, mm-hmm. Jazz Piano Techniques. But yeah, kind of we kept using that because that's really, defines kind of what I do.
Right, right. And it's a blessing. I mean, that's just a God-given gift that you can listen to something and then the Lord gives you so much creativity, which you're able to put an extra spin on it that people really enjoy. It's really pleasing to the ear. And I will tell everybody now to go to your website, arlingtonjones.com, because that's where everything is. You know, you can buy all of your books. And so if you have young people, and this is going to segue into my next thing, but if you have young people in your house and they are learning music, and because, you know, it can be sometimes really structured,
yeah.
and your young people are saying, okay, I want to quit or I want, you know, something a little bit different,
yeah.
your books would help that young person stick with it and stay with it because you put some groove in there.
Yeah, everything, you know, gotta have a groove to me, no matter the tempo or whatever, but yeah, or the style. But speaking of the jazz piano technique book, it's not just for people that are trying to be a jazz musician.
Right.
It's actually really the opposite, that it's for anybody that is just interested in expanding the way that they play.
Right.
So I use jazz technique, jazz theory, to basically show you a way to work on your rhythm, expand your harmony, kind of learn basic techniques for improvisation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And I will also say this. So you are the artistic director at the Salmon Center for the Arts. Is that the right way to say
it? Yes, that's correct.
It's the Salmon Center for the Arts. And I think you're also going to do something similar to that for Love Ministries coming up, like a children's concert, right?
Yes, and I mean, you mentioned the Salmon Center for the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Salmon Center, for many years, we have a partnership with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Dallas.
Yes.
And actually Love Ministries also
yes.
Has partnered with us and takes part in our summer concerts for kids. But yes, I also, under my own name, do provide those things beyond the Salmon Center
right.
at other locations, and even through our my wife and I's nonprofit, The Music Stand.
Yes.
So yes, we're partnering, our nonprofit, The Music Stand, is partnering with Love Ministries, and we're going to the area where they service, so
mm-hmm.
in South Dallas,
mm-hmm.
X-Line Recreation Center. Yes, we're renting a beautiful Steinway piano
yes.
and having that there at their location and doing a community event where I'll be able to have a jazz session with the kids. It's just a fun, interactive jazz session where I'll play and introduce things to them, but also it's open, ask questions and learn some simple things. You don't have to know anything about music
mm-hmm.
Prior to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really excited about that
yeah.
because the idea is that my wife and I have really also been wanting to go to areas where they may not have had these types of opportunities
right.
come to their
right.
area as
right.
much.
Right.
And so we're very, very interested in being able to go to them instead of them being able to have to, get in a bus and travel
mm-hmm.
to where
mm-hmm.
we are. So
mm-hmm.
we're really excited. That's going to happen in August. And so we're seeing this as the first of many. We'd like to do it on
Wonderful.
Kind of a yearly scheduled plan where we can
okay.
just continue to grow it and be able to next time maybe bring the whole band and do
mm-hmm.
a bigger
mm-hmm.
thing. So we're really, really excited about it.
Yeah.
Thankful for the opportunity.
Because, we talk about this on the show all the time. It really takes exposure.
Right.
Once you're once your young people are exposed to different things, then they can say, okay, for some reason that caught me in a different way. That's what I call it for myself. You know, they caught me in a different way. I'm interested. I want to see, you know, that may be the thing that I want to do.
Right. I found that's the thing I think excites me the most that I've learned through my years, even teaching or beyond, is that there's so many talented kids all over the world.
Yes.
And really, a lot of times, they just need the opportunity.
Right.
One, the opportunity to see the possibilities.
Yes.
Especially with jazz, a lot of times when you say jazz, people aren't even sure what you are talking about.
Right.
Like what the music's going to sound like or whatever.
Right.
Or just with jazz, there could be some fear of not understanding what that music is about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all about, I think, that, yeah, there needs to be more opportunities for people to come listen, be able to ask questions, and things be explained about what is improvisation, what am I doing, what does that mean when you're saying that you can play a song back to back two times and it'll be different.
Right.
So we do a lot of easy things. Like I said, it's not, you don't even have to know anything about music to be able to attend the session. So it's broken down for anybody to understand, but it's done in a really fun way, inviting way. And I think kids really gravitate. But I think all ages, because it's open for even adults too, but all ages to be able to get exposed. And really, to me, when you have that opportunity, then you may find, oh, I really do like that.
Right, right.
Okay, maybe I'll check out some more jazz or whatever.
Right.
Or like you said, the kids see the different possibilities of opportunity, of creativity, of different things. And so, yeah, that part of it really excites me. I'm really happy to be able to do those types of things.
And, you know, I this makes me think of when I kind of decided, you know, what I wanted to do. You know, I was at a summer concert at Six Flags and saw Fred Hammond.
Okay.
You know, and all I remember is the whole entire place was worshiping. Like, he ushered in such a free atmosphere, and I thought, I was in college, and I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to be a worship leader at the professional level. And yesterday, we were able to attend, or a couple of days ago, we were able to attend the children's concert that you did at the Salmon Center. And I really thought all the kids in here who are seeing this, because you had opportunities for them to come up, to participate, to learn a little. I knew it was theory, but they didn't know it. They just thought, I'm counting to four, eight times. And then I'm learning the structure of this song. And they actually got to participate and in that and learn a little theory. And I thought, any kid in here who is interested in this concert and this experience, they're not going to forget it. And they're going to then think, okay, I can do this.
Right.
You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
And I can participate.
Yeah, well, yeah, yesterday the show, it was actually really special because it's called Fathers and Sons show because
perfect.
Of course, I played piano, but my son played drums, Arlington Jones III, and then the bass player that I hired, famous bass player, I love him to death, his name is Braylon Lacey, and then his son also played with us, and he plays bass as well.
Yes.
So one of them, his son was playing melody, Dylan, and then Braylon was actually playing the bass line.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea was, the kids walk in, and then they see the professionals, and then they see, you know, kids that are about their age as well.
Yes.
So both our kids are teenagers at 14, I guess about to turn 15.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're tuned in right in. It's like, okay, what is this going to be?
Right.
But then we start playing. Of course, both of them are really, really good at their age.
Right.
I mean, I know that's easy. I'm the father saying that. But, I mean, they really are, God's given them great talent.
Mm-hmm.
So then we start playing. Everybody's tuned in because then they're like, whoa. They can play. It sounds good.
Yes.
And then, like you said, it's just a simple way. Yesterday, I focused on what I call form, but just how jazz songs are put together. So we had nice and easy fun songs to do that. And yes, really simple ways to kind of show them how we count in playing the songs, how the songs are put together, showing them that they're really the couple of songs we play, there are only two parts to the song, and then showing them how to hear those things. And really simple, like you said, they didn't even realize that's what it is, is that we're teaching the music theory, different things, but it's such a done in a such a inviting, interactive, fun way. They're just having a good time, but then they come away with knowing quite a bit about the music, about what we're doing, and hopefully an excitement, a love, and exposure to want to do more. I was going to say, even you mentioned Six Flags. I really believe that, you know, your experience at Six Flags, that God sometimes will show us, you know, something in our lives that we're like, oh, man, I love that. I'd love to do that. But I believe that he's showing you a foreshadowing. Because when you said that, it reminded me, it's like, I don't know if I ever heard you say that, but I remember that when you you were working at Six Flags at that time when you were younger. You said Fred Hammond. But then we go years later, you're touring with Kirk Franklin, recording with him, and then you performed at Six Flags. So the very thing you were sitting there saying, I want to be the one doing that, God is already showing you this is what you're going to be doing. You know, and so to me, I think about Joseph in the Bible with his dreams and different things, but there are a lot of examples of that where God will sometimes show you, even David, because I love David's story, and of course him being a musician, but he was chosen to play for Saul. He was already named king by Samuel, but he didn't take the throne. It was a long process. Even looking like he was thinking he was going to be killed, but God had already given him the vision. So then he was put there in Saul, and I always think God is showing you, he's like, this is your throne. You're not going to force it. You're going to get it eventually. But I'm already showing you, oh, this is going to be yours. And so to me, when you were saying that, it's the same thing. And so I always think about that, especially with these types of presentations for kids, for anybody, that you never know how God is going to speak to the people that are there. So our prayer is always just that God send a people that need to hear what you've given me. Or given us, you know, the band at the time, and that the people there will receive whatever they need, because everybody can receive their specific thing. It may be a little different, but they can receive what is specific to them.
Yeah, and I want to bring one more thing about the concert. The thing that I love, the ice cream song, which was so much fun. But I will say, because I know our time, we're about to have to go to a break, and you do have another concert coming up, a pop-up summer concert coming up. You did one. You got another one coming up. It's on it's on Friday, July 26th.
That's correct.
So we are going to, I'm so excited because we're going to be able to give away two tickets. If you will go to your Instagram and then our Instagram. So Arlington Jones. And EHEW Radio, which stands for Every Heart, Every Woman Radio. If you would go and like us both between this hour that our radio show is airing, we are going to get in contact with you. The first person to do that, we're going to get in contact with you, and we're going to give you two tickets to Arlington's next summer pop-up concert.
July 26th, Salmon Center for the Arts.
So Dallas. We're very excited about that. And for tickets, you can go to arlingtonjones.com and get all of the information. And so, and there's so much that I want to talk as well about the concert, the things that the first summer concert, the thing, because just like you do with the children's concert, you called a lady up to play with you at the first summer pop-up concert. And it was a complete joy for her and for you. And she was so excited and surprised that she was able to follow what you said. It was just theory, but follow what you said and to play with you in the concert. So when we get back, we're going to talk more about that. And I definitely want to talk about the ice cream song that our kids really, really enjoyed. So let us take a break and we will be right back.
Every heart, every woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host, and we are talking with jazz artist Arlington Jones. Welcome, Arlington.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, we are very happy to have you. We have been talking about so many different things, about your concerts and the things that you are doing. And you know what? It's a blessing. I just thought about this because normally you are touring a whole lot. Yeah. So it's a blessing that we're getting you here in Dallas so much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm happy to be here. We've been able to work on some other projects and things long term that we're the direction we're trying to move in. So it's actually really been a blessing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good to be able to do more playing.
At home.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So everyone, make sure you go to arlingtonjones.com. I want to say that as many times as I can. Make sure you go to arlingtonjones.com. This will give you all of the information about Arlington, the things that he is doing. His concerts really are inspirational and as well as entertaining. They're for the entire family. And so these are things that you don't want to miss. His first summer pop-up concert was wonderful. It was packed. So we're looking forward to the next one, which is coming up on Friday, July 26th.
Yes.
And it's at the Salmon Center for the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right there in the middle of Dallas, very easy to get to, great parking.
Right.
You know, come on in and you will get to. So some people got to, which they call themselves the VIP people. Some people got to sit actually very close to you with the piano. And so they walked away saying, I had the VIP seats. So go ahead, get your tickets, get there and get your VIP seats, you know.
Yeah. So I was going to say it's limited seating because it's a very intimate, it's a very intimate setting. So, yes, some people were able to sit really close. It's open seating.
It's
so
open
the doors
seating.
Open at 7. It starts at 7:30. So I just suggest that you get there. Well, get your tickets early so it does it because the first one was sold out.
Right.
Get your tickets early and then get there in enough time to be able to pick your seat. But, yes because there's no bad seat in the room.
Right.
But, yes, some of the seats, the closest seats, you can sit really close to me, closer than probably any other concert that I would ever do. And so we're excited about that. That brought a new experience even for me, being able to kind of feel people's reactions, gasping, or they were whispering to each other, and I could actually hear that. But it was a joy to me to kind of have that experience because I don't normally have that kind of experience at a concert.
So, right.
Yeah.
And so people, it was hilarious to me, the people that they self-proclaimed were sitting in the in the VIP seat. They were like, yeah, I got the VIP treatment. I heard everything. I saw everything. I was sitting right there by Arlington, and I was like, perfect. You got the VIP seats. Wonderful. But like you said, every seat is a great seat because it's an intimate theater, which I loved and enjoyed. My whole family was there.
Yeah.
I love things that my whole family can go to.
Yes,
you know, as a mom, I'm always looking for, and especially for the summer, what can we all go to and what can we all enjoy?
Right, right.
And then the other thing I will say about your concert is you, with the way I hear it, you did a lot of songs. So my teenagers knew some songs that they know from the radio.
Right.
And you know, with the way I hear it, you know, they heard their melody that they enjoyed, and then you put your spin on it and everything. So you hit everybody in the room. Their favorite genre of song,
right?
You played it.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the neat things about the pop-up concert that are unique. Most of the other concerts and the music that I produce is mainly original music.
Right.
That's why I include that in this concert as well. But we decided to also give some people some things that they may even never get to hear.
Right.
Because I don't even know that I would do those songs again. But right, I picked some other well-known songs and played it the way that I hear it.
Yes.
So, yeah, we kind of touched. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you said we kind of touched your teenagers, the adults, mm-hmm. kind of touched
yes.
everybody. So this, the one on Friday, July 26th, brand new show, but similar in that I'll do the same, is that we'll touch some kind of favorites. And I kind of picked really just from some of my favorites
mm-hmm.
As well. So this one, we've advertised to be a little Motown maybe in there.
Oh, nice.
Of course, some hymns. I touched on some hymns the first mm-hmm. time, do that. I'm forgetting the name, Paul Simon.
Oh.
I believe.
Okay.
I hope that's right. But yeah. I don't know why some
I'm
I'll
sure
just all of a sudden
your wife, your business manager is saying, "What was
yeah,
that?"
Yeah. Yeah.
She may have to send us a note and remind us if
right.
that wasn't right, but yeah.
I know it is Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon
That's what
and
I can
Garfunkel.
Remember.
Okay.
I knew it was Paul Simon, but I was forgetting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Garfunkel. But yes, we're gonna touch some of that too and
yes.
some other things. So it's gonna be fun.
Nice. And so the next summer pop up concert, July 26th,
mm-hmm.
at Sammons Center for the Arts. You can go to Arlington Jones to get tickets, arlingtonjones.com to get tickets. We are going to give away two tickets
yeah.
during the hour, this hour that
yes.
The radio show is on the air. And so if you're listening and you want to try to win the tickets, you have to be the first person, and we'll get in contact with you. But go to Arlington Jones, his social media on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Follow him. Also follow EHEW Radio, which is Every Heart, Every Woman Radio. We'll reach out to you, and we will give you two tickets. So we're so excited about that. But make sure, do not wait. Make sure you get the tickets so you can get your VIP seats. So
right,
you can
right.
walk out of the concert proclaiming yourself as a VIP-er with your great seats. And then the other thing I wanted to say is the young lady, the lady
mm-hmm.
who I think this was her first Arlington Jones concert.
I can't remember because there were some people that kind of follow me. I was really surprised they followed me through the years.
Right.
I can't remember. I can't say for sure if it was her
okay.
first concert.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say she had never played. The first
she
time playing
She had never
piano,
played
piano.
Piano
I did
before.
Ask for that.
Yes.
And yes, I believe that part is true.
Yes.
Is that she was definitely not a piano player.
Yes.
And doesn't play piano.
Yes. And so she was able to come up, and you did a segment in the concert, and you told her not exactly what to play, but you gave her a little short, fun theory lesson and said, okay, this is what you're going to do. And she got into it. I mean, like, she was playing some melodies and surprising herself. She was like, oh, I'm doing it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It was so much fun.
I mean, the whole premise is that, I mean, God is the master creator.
Right, right.
He's given all of us the ability to create. So even if it's not in music,
mm-hmm.
everybody creates
right.
and doing something that they
right.
do. If you really
right.
think about it hard, you're able to create in something and probably well.
Right.
But in music, I kind of believe too that if you're just given, like you said, very short guideline
mm-hmm.
And of what to do and pattern. And yes, it didn't take very long.
It didn't take her long.
It was like the more she did it,
mm-hmm.
that creativity
mm-hmm.
just started kicking
mm-hmm.
in. And then, you know, by then she's dazzling the crowd
right.
already and everybody's cheering her on. So, yeah, that's something that I usually kind of use as a it's fine if we talk about it, but that I use as a surprise, but that I've been doing even in the children's
mm-hmm.
session. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I'll have a volunteer come up
right.
and we'll do an example of just learning the ideas that everybody can improvise. Everybody
right.
can create and make up something on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea really even about jazz improvisation is that you start very simple and
mm-hmm.
learn scales and just simple things, and you just continue to build on it. And then before you know it, after, you know, much practice, but then
right.
it can be really complicated. But a lot of times the person that's doing it has mastered a lot of simple things that aren't
mm-hmm.
really difficult to understand, but they mastered all of these things, and then they can put it together to make something that sounds very complex.
Right.
But it just, the root of it is very simple. So just kind of use those things to kind of show people to get started. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. She really did a great job.
Yes. She surprised herself for sure. She enjoyed that. So so this concert is something that you don't want to miss. So just I just want to make sure I put that out there. Everybody, go ahead and get your tickets and make sure that you're there. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about is the song that you composed at the children's concert, the ice cream song. So my teenagers were still singing it last night.
All right. Yes. All right. I'd love to hear that. Okay.
Yeah. They were still singing it last night. And so that's just one of the things that, you know, is the way you hear it and the whole crowd is able to get into it and participate and have a great time at it.
Yeah. So for that children's concert yesterday, we touched a little bit some of the jazz greats. We played a song from Duke Ellington.
Yes.
We played a Miles Davis song. So those are two big jazz pioneers.
Yes.
And kind of shared with that. But then, yes, I also wrote some other, two other songs that I guess we played on that concert, one being the ice cream song, one called One Trade Clap song that they kind of can mimic patterns, like the band plays a pattern and then they clap the same pattern, whatever they hear. But yeah, the ice cream song, just a fun song. It was in the form of the, it's called a 32-bar song form. So I know we're not going to discuss that, but that was what we were learning on that concert.
Yes.
So that ice cream song was written in that same form.
Yes.
And it's nice, quick, easy song that people can kind of catch on and sing along. And really the inspiration of that, my son and I, some years ago, there's another jazz artist named Slim Gaylord.
Okay.
Older guy. He's not, you know, you kind of have to search for him. I don't know if you say his name, people really know who he is. But he would write these kind of quirky, kind of cool songs. He has one called Potato Chips.
Okay.
My son and I used to perform that. And same thing. The kids would just love that.
Right.
But I kind of was really influenced by that because then I started kind of writing my own. And so ice cream kind of came out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know me, I love desserts.
Right.
I love chocolate.
Yes, you do.
It mentions the chocolate sauce in the song.
Yes.
So I got the kids singing about ice cream that I love and chocolate sauce. But yeah, they, you know, I'm happy to hear that your kids remembered it and could sing it, you know, later on.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really cool.
So, and then the other cool thing that you have coming up, and this is going to be under your nonprofit organization, the Music Stand, Yours in Hopes.
Right.
The Music Stand, you've got a, what is it called? Fit for Life?
Fit Notes.
Fit Notes.
For professional musicians.
Okay.
So you're part of our Music Stand. We do promote innovative artistic expression. So we have concerts that we present. But the other part of our nonprofit is that we have programs for personal development for professional musicians.
Yes.
So we have something called Life Notes where we have, it's not really Bible study, but more discussions to talk about life, things beyond playing music, but the other things that could be challenging or the things that professional musicians face or need to address in their lives apart from music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also focusing on promoting good health as well. You know, a lot of the early jazz musicians, because of as a result of, you know, the way they live different things, but they lived very short lives.
Mm-hmm.
So they achieved this great, you know, body of music and all this stuff. But when you start studying their lives, they were young when they died. And so we're really kind of addressing some of that is just, you know, being a professional musician and different things, artists like that. There are a lot of challenges is just as far as your lifestyle and different things.
Right, right.
So part of it is promoting good health. So we came up with this called Fit Notes.
Okay.
So we're doing that next week, the 25th.
Okay.
Thursday. We did one earlier in the summer. Well, I think it was in April.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was just a fun kind of social, but we had fun basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of part social. And then we just had none of us want to get hurt because we can't, you know, our fingers and different
exactly.
things. We gotta, so we didn't play real like basketball games, but we were doing shooting competitions and different things like that. We were so thankful because the Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle came and hung out with us.
Oh, nice.
And led us through the shooting. So that was like for our first one in April this year. It was great. So then we have another one scheduled next week. We're going to have some more just fun shooting competitions, things like that. We're working on having we've been talking to a couple of fitness trainers. Want to be able to provide a trainer to be able to come. All of this is free. So for professional musicians, all they have to do is just show up. The trainer come, kind of show us different easy workouts that you can kind of do when you're traveling or doing it at home or if you don't have time to go to a gym or different things like that. So we're working on that as well. Long term, we're wanting to gear up for a health fair for professional musicians where they can come and just get free tests, basic testings on their health and different things like that. So we're already in the process of talking to people in that field to kind of get that worked out. But you can get information from our website, themusicstand.org. If you are a professional musician and want to take part in this, you can find all the information on our website, themusicstand.org. All you need to do is just register, sign up to reserve your spot because we have a limited amount of spots for it. So it's totally free, but you need to sign up ahead of time. So you can get all the information from our website. It's through Eventbrite as well. And I didn't say that. Even the pop-up concert next week is through Eventbrite as well. But like I said, you go to the website, you can find all the information about it. So we're really excited about that.
I mean, that's perfect because a lot of times professional musicians We both know this. A lot of times you're playing pretty late, and then the only thing that's open is, you know, fast food. And then you go straight to your hotel and go to sleep and sleep a while and get up and then go do it all over again.
Catch another early flight. Sometimes it can be very challenging sometimes to just be able to watch what you eat and how your health. So we're trying to find ways free. I just want to keep saying that. Free ways to be able to like I said, the Music Stand is basically, you know, is sponsoring everything. But, free ways to kind of help and address some of those issues. And a lot of times, you know, this type of lifestyle, saying the musician lifestyle, a lot may not. They're self-employed. We're self-employed. Sometimes don't even have health insurance, different things like that. So you have to address, you know, your health concerns in different ways. So we're trying to find, even just through our own experience, because we're living all of this as well, everything I'm mentioning, finding ways of being able to help and address. So if anybody out there has some expertise in this area and want to help, by all means, you can go to the website too and send us an email or whatever, get in touch with us because we're definitely open to having help, you know, being able to address these types of issues.
And, you know, I was talking to, this is a bit of a left turn here, but this is making me, this is where my mind goes. I was talking to a mom at the concert at the Salmon Center for the children's concert, and she was saying that she is encouraging her boys to be a musician because you know, like when you're in school and you're in college, you're going to classes, and you know, things like this, you want to have a job, you want to have something to that brings some income, but also something that at that time you want to do something that you're passionate about, that you love. And so she was saying that she was encouraging her young people, and it was good that they were there at the concert, to keep up with their music lessons and keep at it, because she was saying even if you decide not to do this for the rest of your life as a professional musician, when you're in college, you can gig, you can make some money, you know, you can do these things and do something that's fun that you enjoy, and that then you can get back to to studying. So I like that you all are encouraging, you and Hope, Arlington and Hope Jones, you all are encouraging young people all the way up to the professional musician, because by the time we get to, we've been doing this for a couple of years, it's still our love, it's still our passion, but there are some things that we need to keep, you know, keep on track with our health, with our finances, with, you know, with our family.
Well, most definitely, most definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's still, even today, I guess sometimes the stigma of a musician, that the stereotype
that your life
is that
completely crazy.
And you're away from God.
Right.
And yes, that all the other things has filled your life and you're just going in another direction.
Yes.
So we are 100% all about diminishing that stereotype or being able to show the example that there is another way, that we are living for God. We're doing everything we're doing under God's direction and it's for God. And that, yes, you know, the concert that you saw yesterday, I guess I thought about it after the Father and Sons, is that, you know, we represented myself and Braylon Lacey, the bass player, that we're married, we have families, and, you know, we are living for God, we're Christians, and, you know, we operate in the music business, but we want to be able to show that there's another way that you can have a family, be whole, and, you know, do it, you know, in an upstanding fashion, I guess, for lack of a better way. So happy to hear that the parent was encouraging, you know, the music. So you do have to be careful, because we know there's a lot of things that can pull you in the music business. But we're about, you know, helping people navigate that with God.
Yes. And understanding that our gifts, you know, are, and I say this all the time with our band at Highland Park. And one thing I also did want to say is that, because he lives, we use it in our pre-service for Easter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. And so, and people were able to enjoy that as they were walking into service. But, you know, the Lord gave us these gifts, and we are using them to glorify him. And that's truly, truly, truly important.
That's it. That's important.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage everyone, again, to go to arlingtonjones.com. Make sure you get your tickets. Make sure that you're there at 7 so you can get the VIP, your seats, and have a great time. Also, within this hour that our radio show is airing, you can go to Arlington Jones's Instagram and go to EHEW Radio, our Instagram. Follow us both. And the first person to do that, we're going to reach out to you and give you two tickets to the concert. So we are very excited. Looking forward to July 26th at the Salmon Center for the Arts. Well, thank you so much, Arlington, for being here. We always enjoy having you, and hopefully you'll come back.
I look forward to it. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org. Get all of the great information about Love Ministries. Keep up with us on our Instagram at AHEW Radio, and also our website, EHEWRadio.com. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host. Everyone, we will see you back here next week. Have a great week. Every heart.